9 minutes after the hour, Bill Arnold here in studio. If you've made a resolution this year to try to lose some weight, we are going to hang on to every word Lisa Marone has to say for us. She is on the studio line. Lisa, welcome to the show and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bill. Great to be back with you.
Thanks so much. Okay, let's first of all, I want to just talk about food cravings because we want to talk about how to eat healthy on a tight budget. And what about this powerful desire for food we have in the absence of any need for it?
Yeah, you know, we have oftentimes given into our brain chemicals, like you were saying earlier, Bill. We have a desire in our minds to have a certain chemical called cannabinoids. Kind of sounds like cannabis because that's about the same chemical in our brains. And we can satisfy that with all of those feel-good foods, you know, fried chicken and creamy, buttery things. And that's kind of a way that we can kind of give our brains a high. And so this year, it will be really great to get high on the things that God wants us to get high on. And those are things that bring him glory. And so this is such a great year, 2016, to get healthy for heaven's sake.
I love it. I love it. So healthy eating, if you think about it, if you have to buy organic food and all that stuff, that sounds very expensive. And if I'm on a tight budget, how am I going to pull this off?
Yeah, you know, I tell people, listen, if you have the room in your budget for organic foods, wonderful, go and do that. Some people don't have that room, or they have some room. And so I tell people that when you're looking for organic foods, there might be certain things that you would splurge on and other things maybe that you wouldn't. So you might want to splurge, if your family eats a lot of dairy products, you might want to splurge on organic milk if you're feeding that to your children and they're drinking a lot of milk during the day. When we're looking at fruits and vegetables, we want to look at, there's no reason to buy organic bananas, say, because we have a thick skin on them that we peel off and discard.
Mm-hmm.
But it is more important if you have the money in your budget to buy organic apples because you're eating the skin and any of the pesticides and things that have been sprayed on those.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certain foods that you're better off to buy organic and other ones that you could take a pass on.
Mm-hmm. So the... Because I always thought when I saw bananas and there's organic and then non-organic, and I go, come on, they're both grown on trees, right? I never really understood that. But I do see the value in things like strawberries and certain fruits and vegetables that you just eat the whole thing.
Right. They don't have a skin. They're not like an orange that you peel the peel off and you throw it away.
Uh-huh.
So things that are very thin-skinned, apples and, like you said, certain berries. But berries, organic, you know, whole foods could be your whole budget right there, eating organic berries. And so berries, which are extremely powerful antioxidant foods, they help against aging, they fight against cancers, they help tune up our brains, they're fabulous. What I tell people is, listen, if you pick up a little package of 2 ounces of blueberries, it could cost you $5 in the middle of the winter. So you're better off to head to the frozen food section. And there are a tremendous number of berry products. You can get straight-up blueberries. You can get cherries. You can get berry medleys. And these things are just as powerful. In fact, the blueberries, Bill, are more powerful because they're wild blueberries, the very tiny ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are much more powerful in terms of the amount of antioxidants in them than in the cultivated large plump blueberries that we get in the produce aisle.
And not to mention the ones you get in the wintertime usually don't taste that good.
No, they don't. But the ones that have been frozen, they've been picked beautiful in the abundance of the season and frozen. And so when you have frozen berries, people think, well, what do I do with those? But if you defrost them, you can sprinkle them on your yogurt. You can put them on your cereal. You can blend them up into smoothies. You can create fruit-based syrups for whole grain pancakes without the sugar added.
Yeah.
And so just a little bit of agave if you need a touch of sweetener in that.
Yeah.
But they are really powerful.
Then knock it off because I'm hungry right now and you're making it worse.
Breakfast, I know. It's
yeah, why must you torture me like this? Okay, Lisa, what about when you mentioned yogurt, I was curious about the healthy bacteria that we need to have in our systems. Is that something we should be pursuing in food form, or is there a supplement we should be thinking about? Or because all that stuff on a tight budget gets expensive as well.
It does, Bill. If you wanted to buy a supplement, there's a supplement called Acidophilus. that you could buy in a health food store, and that can be sometimes a little bit pricey. But you're right, we oftentimes don't have the healthy bacteria that we need in our intestines. And the reason we often don't have them is if we have been dosing ourselves with antibiotics. That's one of the reasons.
Oh.
Stress can have its play in that as well. But if you have been on antibiotics, it's really important that you supplement yourself with acidophilus. And that acidophilus or something like that is found in yogurts. Now, yogurts, they sound like they're healthy, but most of them out there are not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at how many grams of sugar are in a small cup of yogurt, it can be upwards of 3 to 4 teaspoons of sugar.
Mm.
So you want to be really careful the type of yogurt that you're eating. I'm a big proponent of Greek yogurt. They're available in every supermarket now. And Greek yogurt, what is so special about it is that it has a very high level of protein in it and a lower level of sugar.
Yeah.
Protein gives you more of a satisfied feeling, and it also slows down your digestion. And it's, of course, we love extra protein in our diet.
Yeah, and anything we can do to help the Greek economy, I think we should be doing.
Yeah, <All right.
laughs>
true.
Lisa, we're going to take a break and be right back. We have more questions for you. It's 15 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold in studio. We'll be right back with Lisa Marone. Morning, everybody. It's 17 minutes after the hour. If you have not eaten your breakfast yet, you need to eat a good breakfast. But if you haven't eaten, you should listen because Lisa should give us some good advice as to what we should be eating this morning. We're talking about eating on a tight budget, and she's doing a beautiful job of giving us information about that. I always like shifting. I'm going to shift back to this this pleasure-driven eating, which is, I think, something that we all do way too much of. And our brains are something, Lisa, that we have to... because it has such a strong reward circuit. And when we see things, and I was watching the football game last night, and you see all these ads, and I know we spend a gajillion dollars every year trying to coax people into eating with all these foods. And I know it does something to our brains, because otherwise they wouldn't be doing these advertisements.
Yeah, you know, I think as sin-driven humans, we tend to look at things that give us immediate pleasure. And God has created food in a way that is supposed to be satisfying and pleasurable and nutritious and full of fiber and all of those wonderful things. But what we do is we will go in and we'll take out, say, the bran around grain because it tastes so much sweeter to eat grain that doesn't have bran.
Mm-hmm.
We will take juice, fruit, and we will make juice out of them because who wants to peel a whole orange when we can drink down juice, but that juice without the fiber of the orange is going to spike our blood sugars. And we, you know, we even do this, Bill, in the whole sexual realm. God has created boundaries for us to enjoy and be satisfied, but when we take away those boundaries, we end up with immediate pleasure, but long-term harm. And so that's what's happening in our bodies. And so we want to look at food as something that can give us pleasure, but we do need to retrain ourselves. I was just talking to my 21-year-old daughter the other day, and she said, "Mom, you've ruined us in this house because now I can't even eat things that are bad for me because they don't taste good anymore."
Oh, is that interesting?
So we can actually retrain our palates for things that are good for us, but it takes a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. And then to eat to fuel our system versus eat to medicate, or if we're feeling bored or our brains are saying, "I'm not really hungry, but eating food right now would be comforting."
Yes. And so we'll go to food just like we will go to any other overuse item. We might overshop. We might, you know, over-binge on certain things that are not good for us. And so food fits right into that category. But I like to think of my food as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I love to eat. I love to cook. I love flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think oftentimes the reason that people don't eat things that are good for them is they don't prepare them in an enticing way.
Mm-hmm.
We're made with color vision as humans, and so we need our plates to be very colorful.
Mm.
You know, what would you give Jesus if he came to your table? Would you pour him out some Doritos and with a chaser of donuts, or would you give him something that was brightly colored and wonderfully flavorful? And so those are the things that we need to do. But on a tight budget, Bill, those colorful things can be really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are a few things that in a tight budget that have great color that you can go after. One of those things is sweet potatoes. That's something that, you know, people think of during the holiday, especially Thanksgiving, and then they pour brown sugar over it and marshmallows.
Mm, yeah.
But sweet potatoes can be eaten all year round, and they don't have to have all that sugar because guess what? Their first name is sweet. They're already sweet. And so if you use them, I love using them in unique ways in my house. I will bake them so that they're still a little bit firm, and I'll cube them, and I'll put some cubes underneath some turkey chili. And so I have that sweet and spicy mix with them. You can grab them if you're looking for a good-to-grab food, cube them and have them in the refrigerator and pop some in your mouth. Get some colorful, vitamin, body-healthy-producing foods at your fingertips, and they're so cheap.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, do you ever make kale chips?
You know, I have an aversion to kale, I have to say. As wonderful as kale is for you,
mm-hmm.
the only way that I particularly like it is I'll chop it up fine and place it in soups that I make. But I've yet been able to just really wrap my palate around that.
Yeah. Okay, if you're on a tighter budget and you're going to go into the store and you're going to want to make sure that you prioritize well on a tight budget, what are the two or three things that you should definitely put in the cart?
One thing I think that's very underutilized are beans. And I don't mean green beans. I mean legumes.
Mm.
Down the aisle where you can either buy them canned, black beans, pink beans, kidney beans, that sort of thing, garbanzo beans, you can buy them canned, or if you're a real great cook, you might want to buy them even cheaper, dry, and soak them overnight and then cook them. But we can use beans. I use them to top salads. I put them in soups. I will make a white bean soup, and I will take half of the beans out while they're cooking and puree the rest of it so I have a creamy soup without cream in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just a great item to have, and they are wonderful lean protein. Bill, have you been to the meat section lately? I bought a chicken the other day for $14, an organic chicken to make soup, and I thought, what is going on? No one on a tight budget can afford this.
No.
So those legumes, those beans, are a great source of lean protein. They're high in fiber. They're great carbohydrates, and they're just chock full of nutrients.
Yeah. Lisa, are you a fan of the slow cooker if you're on a tight budget? Will you think, I'm going to take my foods in advance, I'm going to get them in the slow cooker, and 8 hours from now when I come home, I'm going to have a meal waiting for me, so I'll have a good decision already to be made when I get home?
Yeah, that's a great way to do it. It's also, you know, whether you're on a tight budget or not, when you're tight on time, slow cookers are great. I'm a real cook, chef, whatever you would have, and
mm-hmm.
I rarely use my slow cooker because I just like to make things. It's therapeutic to
okay,
me.
I need to
stop
get,
and cook.
I need to get your home address because when you say excellent cook, I just, you'll give it to me, won't you? Maybe even over
yeah,
the air. Other
drool.
People would
uh-huh.
like to have it as well. And then next time we check up with you, we'll get more great information from you. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being on
absolutely,
the show. And Happy
Bill.
New Year.
Yeah. Have a healthy New Year.
Thanks, you too. It's 24 minutes after the hour. Bill Arnold here in studio. We'll be back in just a minute.